Maybe I should another recorder. Oh, okay. This is good. Okay.
Bill!
Lefburn.
Take two.
Yes, I live and breathe.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Wonderful seeing you.
Yes.
Tell me what's going on.
There isn't much. I'm doing all right. We're going to pretend everything's fabulous and...
But we don't pretend.
Sure we do.
We do?
We pretend reality is what it is.
Or...
And we don't pretend that it's not.
How is that different?
Oh, it's very different. When you avoid reality and dodge it, you wind up fighting life. When you accept the reality that's there and just pretend that your head doesn't mean anything and that it's never been right and never may be right, you live a very happy, comfortable life.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. You know, I was actually thinking about that the other day. You know, you grow up and you're programmed to think, have to think about everything and do everything. One, two, three, four. And then every minute of the day is spent thinking or doing something.
Right.
And ever since I've met you, darling, I've gotten rid of all that excess. And I found myself not having to think of anything like one day. And I'm like, wait a minute, this feels wrong. And then I was like, but my life is so much easier.
There you go. You know your head is wrong, so you pretend that it's wrong and that you let life flow the way it flows. And everything works if your validation is spiritual anyway. And the reality is that all that time spent in your head is spent out of reality. Mm-hmm. That your head does not deal with reality. Anyone's head does not deal with reality. Heads deal with supposition, logic, interpretation, collation, but they don't deal with reality. Reality is what's there in front of you at this moment. And the minute we move out of this moment, we move out of comfort, we move out of relaxation, and we move out of success.
Have you found that with yourself, that sometimes you may slip into that way of thinking?
Oh, sure. We're all human. We all do it. And since most people that works for, we grow up with the whole idea that it's the way to do it. And so it's easy to slip because there's
really
85% of the population is out there doing it the other way. And but it doesn't take long before the pain...
That's the key, the pain.
...encourages you to give up thinking and get back to behaving and functioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pain is the key.
That's what I'm like, I do not want to be in pain, but...
That's right. And you know, the interesting thing is the way most people do it, they start to get into pain, so they start to think. So the pain increases, so they think more. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, they have themselves in an awful state. So then they need therapy, then they need this, then they need that, then they need the other thing. And all it does is get them back to now, and then the cycle starts all over again. Mm. So it's better to school yourself to stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, one good way to do that is that when you're out of the moment, pay attention to the pain. Acknowledge the pain. Because most people have a habit of saying, oh, that was just because, or, you know, that won't happen the next time, or I'll get it right the next time, or I'll... No, you won't. You're doing the wrong thing. Get out of it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more and more we are seeing that, well, I personally am seeing that, like, around me, in the news, on social media, and it's like... Hold up. Wait a second. Step back.
Right.
You know, so I got off of social media for like a couple months and it felt really good. And I had a lot of time to not get into that rage and anger of reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, because the reality is there's nothing reality about reality. media. It's all about logic, comparison, contradiction. You listen to the news and you hear one contradiction after another and you say to yourself, are these morons even listening to what they're saying? And then you say, oh, they can't be. And I say, sadly, they are. Mm-hmm. So don't put them in office again.
But, right.
You know.
Right.
But we're responsible because we're the one that voted them in.
Mm-hmm. And look what's happening.
Right. And we're not writing and we're not, you know. Now the kids are.
Mm-hmm. I was so happy to see kids step up.
Yeah. And the kids are stepping up and they're making their voices heard. And the old guard wants to take issue with the way they do it and ignore what they're doing. But I think more and more there are more and more young people. So people are paying more and more attention to what they're doing, what they're saying, and what they're trying to get across than worry about, making everybody happy.
Yeah, I was taking note of that, and I was thrilled to see the power that the young people have and how they're wielding their power, which started me thinking about, well, what is power? Like, right now, people in positions think that that's power, or people with money and possessions and things, they think that's power. And I was talking to myself yesterday, and I was like, well, power for me is being who you are all of the time without, you know, like logic and comparison.
You're right on. You're right on. Most people think power is control.
Right.
But control isn't reality. And you're constantly fighting a battle to keep people under control. But when you're dealing with reality, there's no need to fight because you're just going with the flow. You're going with what's there, the actuality of it. And I don't think we're going to change social media for a while. I think, in honesty, we need this confusion because we need people to see the stupidity and the inaccuracy and the craziness that comes about when you're trying to control other people and you're trying to tell people what to do. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
And the reality is that people are fine where they are. If they're doing something that annoys you, get them out of your life.
Right.
You know, I mean, women are worse at this than men, but the reality is that people don't change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't change. Show me a woman that hasn't decided she's going to change her man, who isn't still going to change him 10 years later, who isn't blaming him for not changing 20 years later.
Yeah, but I mean, I know you said that before, and I've looked for that, but I've also found evidence that more and more women are definitely trying to know that that's not the way, that that's not correct.
Well, that's the hope. But I have to talk about the reality. And the reality is that they're trying to change. Their kids, their dog, their husband. And when they don't change, they get mad at them. They don't think their view of them could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. But men also fit into this as well.
No. Why? Men are more interested in getting away with what they want to get away with than doing what they want to do. And actually, women are just feeding that by the criticism and the judgment. So that allows the man to tune off his hearing.
Mm-hmm. So it's more of a way that women are programmed? Is that what you're saying, Bill? Because...
Yes. Well, look at it this way. When you take consciousness and reality, and you add estrogen, you get result thinking. I want it to be this way, I want it to be that way, it needs to be this way. That's the programming. It's biochemical. It's there. In many cases, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, it helps women solve problems that nobody else can, and it, you know, and it encourages women to move forward with new ideas and so on. But when you add testosterone to consciousness, you get planning.
You get what?
Planning. You get order. You get organization. How are five guys going to kill a 1,500-pound elephant to feed the...
Oh, right. That's
you see what I mean?
Right, right, yeah.
Where with women, it's save the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is wrong. They need to learn to work together.
Right, yeah.
And we've so entrenched ourselves into women are more intelligent. I listen to media, and it appalls me what women say about men. It appalls me. Like they're stupid and they're dumb and they're... Look at the commercials.
Right. I know the commercials are focused on, you know, masculinity and, you know, Viagra and all this. Or, the you don't know how to wash.
Right. You don't know how to do this. You don't know how to do that. Nobody's working together. Because men are more easily threatened than women. So women need to reach out more to get what they want. They need to be more proactive in coming from their partner's point of view to get what they want accomplished. Whereas men know what they want, they say it, the woman's either in agreement or she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not, he has to find a way around it, and if she is, then there's not a problem. But it's about learning to share.
Mm-hmm.
Power, resources, viewpoints, attitudes. Because one great thing about our current political situation is it gives us a view of how close men and women are in their thinking fallacies.
Oh, yeah.
Because the female head of the Republican Party is saying the same thing that the male head of the Democratic Party is saying in a different way. And it's going to get us to pay attention. It's going to get us to cooperate. But not right away. The pain has to get great enough.
Oh, we're not there?
Yes. Oh, of course not.
We're not there with
what
our...
What pain are you in?
Well, I think our society is in pain. Our political system is in pain.
So?
Chaos.
So what's that got to do with you?
Well, no. I'm just saying as far as change goes in our political system.
Yeah.
There, it appears to be a lot of pain, so there should be change.
There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of argument.
That's true, yeah.
There's no discussion.
There's a lot of blame.
Right, a lot of blame, but there's no pain. Everybody is staying in the groove they're in, and they're getting away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only time we'll get change is if people have trouble in the grooves they're in.
Trouble in, like, give
like,
me an example.
For example, if they have this idea that we have to save everybody on the planet and feed everybody on the planet, and they can get away with doing that by going into debt, they're not going to change.
Mm.
There's no pain. They have to start paying for that. and they have to start doing without other things in order to do that, then you could change.
Mm. Hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, in regards to time, time really is timeless, I guess, but you say it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is a while if time is really...
100 years.
Oh, no! Not that long.
See, you're fighting reality again.
Yeah.
And then you
get upset. But no, but I was saying that it seems like there has been more of an enlightenment in everything that's going on, showing people that what they read and what they see really isn't true, that people are actually manipulating you and people actually doing their own research and forming their own opinions and ideas based on...
Like where?
I mean, just people that maybe looking at the political system and seeing what's happening and trying to just say, okay, here are the facts and going forward. I've seen...
Now you're talking about the kids. And you're right. But the established order, which is what ultimately has to give up the reins,
mm-hmm.
they're not doing
that. Oh, right.
If you come to me and say, I want to make sure that all of these people get a chance at freedom, and I say, oh, you say, yes, we just have to let them all in. And I say, well, what about paying for it? That doesn't matter. I mean, you see it all, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
Our entire welfare system is based on it doesn't matter.
Right.
And our social welfare system is based on it doesn't matter. If it's contrary to what people want, they're not interested. So we have social welfare programs that are very expensive, that don't do much. They create controversy and divisiveness. And are expensive. Nobody's sitting down to say, if we do this, then it's going to cost this. Or if we do this, we have to ask them to do that
mm-hmm.
in order to earn it. I mean, there's something about the word earn that seems to upset the entire world. The whole idea that you have to earn something that you get is horrifying
mm-hmm.
to most people. And yet they're fine with, oh, no pain, no gain. You know, that's not realistic. There's always pain. There's always effort. There's always change involved if you're going to move forward. And we have to start earning what we get.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is by being honest for change. We're a very dishonest society.
Yeah.
Whether it's our taxes or blaming other people for stuff we do, we're a very dishonest society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a woman or a guy who thinks that they're so upright and so cool, who cuts somebody off and when they honk at them, flips them off, is dishonest. They're dishonest. They're liars and cheats. Because they're the one that caused the problem.
Yeah.
So I think until we're looking at earning things, until we're looking at being willing to pay the price of the things that we want to do, we've got to argue less about what we do and more about what it costs in human and in financial.
Yeah. I see that.
You know, because that way comes responsibility.
Yeah.
But right now everybody's staying in the same groove. The Republican Party has exactly the same platform they had. The Democratic Party, as usual, has no platform. The Congress is walled in to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. So until there's a break in that, until somebody gets honest, then we're not going to see change, and then you're going to have pain.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's the pain that encourages change or the pain that locks you into your viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
that's another story.
When we talk about pain, and like I was saying, I was able to see it in myself, and what you see in yourself or have experienced yourself, it's easy for you to see in others. This gentleman is in a lot of pain that I'm looking at, you know, and I guess I wasn't struggling with it because I didn't help him with his pain. Because I was like, well, I could tell him some of the insights, but then would he accept it? And then I was like, based on his previous behavior, I'm just going to go sit back over here and mind my own business and let him be in pain.
Good call.
But as someone that has experienced that, isn't it my...
Your job is you.
But aren't we here to help one another try
no.
to get ahead?
No.
Rise above that pain?
No. We're here to grow, understand ourselves, value ourselves, and learn how to use ourselves well. To change the things that are in our way of doing that, and to encourage and build on the things that help. To do something for someone else is stupid. Because it's saying, I'm going to create an indebtedness in you to make myself comfortable. I've yet to find somebody who's going to do something for somebody else that is not for them and their own gain.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about this guy.
Right.
Helping you're him. Being uncomfortable.
No. Well, I don't think I was being uncomfortable. I was just taking the note of how much pain he is
right.
and how...
If it made you more uncomfortable, you'd have said something.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Actually, I think you did the right thing, but...
Yeah.
Advice?
Oh, yes.
Recommendation, change, criticism is all designed to mold people to our view. And other people resist that because they don't want to be molded to your view.
Right.
Most people are happy with the pain they're in.
Yes, they are.
And the fact of the matter is that the proof is in the fact that if they make a change, they revert. They'll make a change and feel better and then revert.
Mm.
Whether it's at the gym or at the dinner table or in bed or wherever. So we really are creating the pain that we want to live with. And the more we protest and say, oh, I want to change this, I'll do anything to change this, well, obviously you won't. You haven't.
Right, so we're not being honest with ourselves.
That's right. Now, if I see you struggling to deal with something, and I ask you if you'd like a suggestion, then we can work together. But if you say, no, I've got it, then my job is to say, fine.
All right. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hope that serves you. But we're also dishonest in the fact that we don't love the pain we're in, because we obviously do.
Yes.
We're dishonest about the fact that we're dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we don't start changing some of that, then we get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Then we panic, and when we panic, we fight, and when we fight, there's a war. And then the war is so expensive and so costly in so many ways that everybody quiets down and starts to look at reality for a while. If you look at the 50s, it was a very responsible age. Because it followed a war. And the reason it followed a war is we got ourselves so uncomfortable by the beginning of the 40s that we fought. Then the cost was so great and the difficulty was so horrendous that we went into the 50s with more integrity, more honesty.
Wow.
Polite, behave, be upright, make commitments, stay with commitments. And you have that all the way through the 50s. And then as with all these people that say they want it that way, we had the 60s. Where they tore everything down.
Oh, yeah.
And destroyed everything. And we came out of the 70s with no benchmarks. It's wrong to measure. It's wrong to have standards. It's wrong. Well, what kind of moron is talking? You know what I mean? And so we came out of the 70s with no guide, no sense of purpose, no way to measure performance or self. So the 80s was about money being a replacement for self. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And so until we get more honest, until we're willing to look at the reality of things, it's just going to be a never-ending cycle. The fact that the cycle is longer than what we started the program talking about, which is shorter term cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
But just because they're 10 years instead of a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
doesn't make them less dishonest. Doesn't make them any more effective. Doesn't make.
Yeah.
It's still reaction.
Yeah.
And nobody's being honest about it. Then they go to a period of honesty. And then, oh my God, what am I doing? What was I thinking? That's stupid. We're stifling ourselves. And it gives you a chance to see at another level how dishonest we are.
Yeah, it does.
Look at therapy. Therapeutics follow popular opinion.
But in some cases, it does help people too, as well, right?
So does capital punishment. But the reality is that it does more harm than good when it's always shifting its basis of standard.
Oh, I see.
So, if I went to a therapist in the 50s, I would have gotten an earful. Go to a therapist today is, well, you know, you have to kind of figure out what you want to do and kind of. So.
But isn't that shifting with what is at the time?
Yeah, what at the time is a mess. Right? We started with that.
We started with a mess.
Right.
We're ended with a mess.
Right. But
just like technology changes, so does, and you adapt to that.
Technology is not human.
Who says, Bill? Have you heard of AI? No.
You heard of religion? Technology is not human. So technology is what it is. A human has to decide whether it serves them well, whether it's something they need to use, and what's an honorable way to use it to serve themselves and maybe somebody else well. But technology changes in the way of doing things, not in personal reality.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
Because there's really no essential difference between an editing machine and a computer. It's a different way of doing things.
Right.
It's a different approach. It's a more developed approach. It's a more sophisticated approach. But it doesn't change that one-on-one is two.
Got it.
In the human, they're trying to change reality so they don't have to change. And that's what creates all the problem, because then they get into pain and they want to blame you for the pain. And you want to blame them back, and I don't blame you. And do you know what I mean?
Right, right. Stop the blame.
You work for a company.
Mm-hmm.
How much excusing goes on?
99.9.
Yeah, huh?
0.999.
Yeah, but that's not honesty.
No.
And business is in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
So, reality is basically pretty simple. It's what is, how do I relate to it, what do I want to do about it, and does that work for me? That's reality. Because if I put you in it, then I'm going to want to change you to fit what I want reality to be. I'm giving myself a scapegoat.
And I ain't nobody's scapegoat.
But you're own.
Right, but you're own.
Right.
Yes.
And that's true at any level.
Well, I feel mm-hmm. that more people, and like I said before, are opening up to seeing what reality is.
I think you're right. I think people are listening. Whether it's affecting their behavior or not, right now we don't know. But I think you're right. I think more people are hearing.
Mm.
But whether it's affecting them and they're behaving differently because of it, it's another story. Yeah. Because listening to a reality and knowing it's right and not doing it is dishonesty.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to be willing to pay a price.
Understand what their power is, understand what reality is, and stop being a scapegoat.
Right, but understand what reality is, stop being a scapegoat. And then, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because you can't know your power until you're willing to accept reality.
Yeah.
There are a lot of realities about me and my life that I would prefer not to have to accept.
Hmm.
The fact that I'm willing to realize they won't go away and I have to learn to live with them or find a way to deal with them has made my life much more comfortable than it otherwise would be. But that takes work, and it takes a willingness to be uncomfortable, and it takes a willingness to face things that are not pleasant. It's, you know, and hope is fine if you don't believe in it. For example, somebody who has a cancer diagnosis can hope it won't kill them as long as they do what they can about it. But to live in the hope belief that it won't kill them, won't kill them. But they don't want to look at that because it's unpleasant. So then they wind up in an even more unpleasant situation.
Right.
Have we created enough chaos in our own minds or not?
Yes, we have.
I think we better let these people go.
Okay. Well, it's always fun with you.
Thank you so much. You bring light and joy. And I think the audience needs to know that you've been light and joy because you paid the price. You go, girl.
Yes.